Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. Today's guest is Farrah Crawford. She is the owner of Farrah Crawford Management, and she's on the show today. For those of you who would like to go to a networking event, I encourage you to. She's going to be giving you information about her networking event, and we'll go from there. So how are you doing, Farrah?
I'm doing great.
Farrah.
I'm doing great.
Okay, yes, that is good. That is great. So now you're the owner of Farrah Crawford Management, and you do a little bit of everything. I believe you do event networking and things like that. So how does that work with your company, and how would people get in contact with you?
Well, definitely people can get in contact through phone number, email, and I know you did also post the link to your viewers, so if they want to check the link, that is a website there. My contact phone number is 919-358-5149, and my email address is pcrawford.brawford7@gmail.com, and I welcome everyone to get in contact. We are, like you said, an event planning company, and it's something like a concierge business, but I chose management because I do management for different companies. I try to help small businesses grow along with it. So with the event planning, I tell people we can do – a lot of people ask, well, what kind of events do you do? And I always make a joke. I always say, like, if you want to make a frog birthday party with fireworks, we can do that. So it's up to each customer and each business to take it to the level they want to take it, create a vision, and we'll make it happen. So we do anything from large corporate events to small intimate parties in home. So the sky's the limit. We are located here in the Raleigh-Durham area, but we will travel. So for all of you that are in different states, I have a team of people, and we're ready to come and deliver.
Okay. Now, there's a gentleman who contacted me on Facebook, and he sent me a message. He wanted to know, do you work overseas with your Farrah Crawford Management Company?
Like I said before, we will travel. So, yes. I actually am very excited. I have a trip coming up that I hope to make some connections with. I'll be actually going to Jamaica in the beginning of April, so I hope to make some great networking connections over there. I know they love partying and event planning, and they love money, making money, and that's what we're about, helping people and making money at the same time.
Yes, yes, you are. Helping people and making money. Not a networking event. I don't know if you all noticed, but I put on Facebook to bring your business cards to this next event. So do you have the next event scheduled?
I do. And I waited for the show to reveal the next networking event. The first one that we did was on March 13th, just not too long ago. And that one was called Networking in Paris. And the theme I picked, I always fell in love with the Eiffel Tower in Paris, but I just want to have a creative theme for each event. I want people, when they walk in, to know that they walk into somewhere different and it's a different atmosphere, and they can kind of let go of their mind and worries, and everybody be humble and ready to network and help each other. And so I chose Networking in Paris because it's a thing that I love, for starters, and the things will change for some of the events, but this one was so successful that I want to do a Networking in Paris Part 2. So for all of you who missed it, now is your chance to get on the board. And I am revealing the date now. The event will take place on May 9th. That is a Saturday. And everything will go down at Joe's Diner. That is 2100 Angier Avenue in Durham, North Carolina, 27703.
Okay, we'll give that information closer to the end of the show. We'll give it to you all again for those of you who didn't have pen and paper to write. But she did say Joe's Diner. I did catch that. So what made you want to start your own?
Well, it started
profit
back.
Management.
Well, it started back. Actually, I've always been a little entrepreneur at heart. I actually, in middle school, started a babysitting company, and who knew that it would lead to me being a successful business owner today? I've always kept my hands in events and clubs through high school and college. I went to North Carolina Central University here in Durham, and I was clothing, textile, and political science major, so that shows that I'm very versatile. And,
yes.
I mean, I just love, like, when you can work for yourself, it's nothing like it. Because they always say some good advice a person once told me was find something you love to do and find a way to get paid doing it. And I love bringing people together and helping them accomplish their dreams. A lot of people give up on their dreams or think they can't do it. And, I mean, it's just amazing what things will come out of you when you're pursuing something that you're passionate about. You'll find things that you never thought possible. And you just have to take the first step. Like, once you take one step, then two, then three, like, some people just go trying to start 30 steps at one time. Just take one, and that'll open the door to step two. And so I always work for companies and businesses, and I could see things that maybe I can't say they were doing incorrectly, but I could always just see a way that it would work better. And no matter what job I always had ideas of how the business could flow maybe a little smoother, how they could be more involved with their employees, how they could do a little promotion, because you have to reach out to the people. The people and your customers come first. And they are very important. And so me seeing all of that, I said, well, if I start my own company where I can run it and implement ideas and come up with a team of people, because everybody needs a team. You can't do anything by yourself. So if you get the right team of people, you can accomplish anything. And to find your team, you start with one person that sees your vision, and you work with them, and you just bring aboard people. As you go, the right people will come to you. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. I actually was a manager for a company just last year, and, you know, it was a great job for if that's what I wanted to retire doing, but I just saw so much more for myself, and I up and left the company one day, and I said, I'm ready to do my business. So I have been thinking about it for years. And for years I always tried to kill my dreams. You know, like, well, no, maybe you need to play it safe and have a dependable job with benefits and things like that. But then I would always reroute to wanting to start my own company. And so sometimes you have to take that safety net out of it and go for it. But when you go for it, you go for it with all you got. You can't play in games. Starting a business is a lot of hard work, but if you believe in it and yourself, because I said, what's the cheapest thing that I believe in that I can invest in? And I said, myself. And so I invested in starting my own company, and here I am with Fair Profit Management.
Yes, and people, her last networking event was really good. I've heard people on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you know, just send me different messages. There's so many people interested in your event that's coming up and working and to work with you. And you have a couple of people from Nigeria, if I'm not mistaken, and they want the phone number and things like that. And like I said, for those of you who are listening, she will give her phone number again, the business phone number, and the information about Joe's Diner. Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
When people go to a networking event, they're supposed to bring their business cards, aren't they?
Yes, you're supposed
to of course.
And promote. That's the point of it. Like, all of my networking events do cost. The range is $20-$25, but for that, you get so much. I always will have a guest speaker, and this guest speaker will be someone that runs a very successful business, not like a backyard business. I mean, they have like a high number of level employees, and they've been in business for years, so they have a lot to share with you. So I always make sure I have an influential guest speaker. I have a little music for relaxation, and oh my God, I have this amazing chef. His name is Chef Josh Crawford of Harmony Foods, Inc., and his slogan is Cooking in Harmony. And for all of you, I will give all of his contact information later, but oh my goodness, when you have a professional chef, so you're not only coming to network, you're getting a guest speaker. I always have a special host as well, but the food is gourmet food, and I mean, it's out of this world. I mean, you can't ask for it better. So you're getting a five-star meal along with a guest speaker, along with lots of business professionals to come and network with. So you have to invest in yourself if you have a business, and spending $20, $25 to come to an event where you can meet amazing people. I always say one person can change your life and take your life or your business to the next level. So if you meet that one person, but you have a chance to meet future clients, future business partners, like-minded groups where you can share your ideas, like all of these people are here at those events. I make sure that it's people at the events, whether they're starting their business, they've been in it for years. So everybody, it's something for everybody, on no matter what level you're on, it's somebody there for you to connect with.
Okay. All right. So that's what it's about, networking and connections. And that's what Sarah Crawford Management does. One of the things.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I also wanted to tell them, and yes, you are supposed to bring the final answer to your question, you are supposed to bring your business cards and yourself in your mouth. Your mouthpiece is so powerful in what you can talk to people and explain to them what it is you do. And if people can see your passion for what it is you do, they will follow you.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. So what else does Farrah Crawford Management Company do? What else besides event plan? I heard you say you work with other companies and other people.
Yes, we really do. We offer an array of services. We do event planning, like, of course, and then the management services. We make your job easier, improving sales, rebranding your company, training your staff in a new direction. Because some people, you know, are not well with working with their staff, or, you know, don't know how to get their staff to follow their vision. And so we can help your company do that. I also do hosting, as well as have other hosts on my team. And that's if you need a host to take care of planning your events, as well as greet your guests and make sure the guests are satisfied or having a great time throughout the event, let us do the specifics while you enjoy and celebrate your success. Because, you know, you can be running around and, you know, like a chicken with your head cut off, trying to make sure everything is great, and that's what you hire us for. So we take care of the stuff, and you don't find out about any of the heck stuff. We take care of all that for you, and you are free to greet your guests and enjoy your event that you put a lot of time and effort into. And public relations, speaking engagements, and motivational speaking, I do right now I'm for that, but I do have a array of people that I can reach out to. You let me know what type of speaker you're interested in getting, and we can get them for you. Also, photography and videographing and editing, I have two team members that are phenomenal at photography or videographing, and as well they will edit everything for you, because you also want to have memories of your event, because you put a lot of time, effort, and money into it. So it's nothing like being able to have the pictures. You can post them on your website, the video recordings. A lot of people post things on YouTube and their other sites nowadays. So that's always a great plus, so people can see what it is that you're putting together. And as well, I do personal consulting. It says, I say, let me give you a new image. It doesn't have to be hard. Let me do the work. You just look good. So business is, you know, presentation is everything. And sometimes they say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So if you want to recreate your image, we can help with that. Like I said before, I was clothing textile major at North Carolina Central, but I love fashion and makeovers, and you'll be surprised at how good you can make a person feel when you give them a new image. It brings out a light in a person that wasn't there before when they feel good about themselves. And as well, we do personal shopping. We'll shop to find special gifts for you or the special people in your life. Spouse, boss, coworker, family member, it's up to you, because a lot of people don't want to take the time, or maybe feel like not comfortable finding a gift for someone. So we can get with you and do some of your shopping for you. So that's the great thing. So those are just a couple of sayings that I say. I know on the link there is my website, and the first thing you see about me is a picture of me smiling, because I'm so happy that you even logged into my site and are even interested in doing business with me. And I have Sarah Crawford Management is moving forward. Like the movie Jerry Maguire says, who's coming with me? That was a movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. and his agent. And he was like, who's coming with me to make all this money? Because we're on a journey to build an empire and hope that you join us helping others fulfill their dreams. So that's the point. I don't only want to climb this ladder of success by myself. I want to take as many people as possible with me.
Okay. So Farrah Crawford also has a website, and I'm going to give you all the URL onward. The URL link is LYTE work WORK production production.wix.com/Farrah Farrah Crawford CRAWFORD Man. And that is the website link. Now, give out the information once again to the people so they'll know how to contact you and where the event is being held and things like that.
Okay, well, the event, like I said before, is Networking in Paris Part 2. It's going to be awesome. Saturday, May 9th, starting at 6 p.m. at Joe's Diner. That's 2100 Andrea Avenue, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. And the contact number for Joe's Diner is 919-381-5110. But you can also reach me at any time. For me, business is open 24/7 at 919-358-5149. Again, my contact number is 919-358-5149. And my email address is pcrawford.gmail.com. So that will be pcrawford.crawford7@gmail.com. I welcome calls. I welcome emails. I can't wait to hear your dreams and your ideas. But this Networking in Paris Part 2, come show up. The point is, sometimes you go to events and you're scared to pass out cards and you don't want to step on anybody's toes. That's what it's there for. You bring your events, you bring your mouthpiece, you have a little flyers, have information with your websites, and I will have sign-up lists at these events for companies and people that want to work with Farrah Crawford Management. So you can just give a little brief name and contact information and what it is you're trying to do so we can reach out to you after the event to try to make your help your business to grow. You already have these wonderful ideas, so let us help you implement them and take them to the next level. A lot of people have one main job, and then they're trying to do their business on the side, and we want to help you be able to do your business full time. I always say if you can get your business running so that you can replace your job income, then you can leave your job and be doing what it is that you have a passion for. So you don't have to think $1 million right off the bat, even though I do want you to dream big. But they say if your dream is not, if your dream doesn't scare you, then it's not big enough. But I see all you wonderful women and men, you know, doing wonderful things. A lot of times you hear a lot of negativity, but it's a lot of great-minded people that are out there doing amazing things, truly amazing. And so, I mean, just a brief summary, I met Joe some years ago, and oh my God, he was telling me all of his ideas that he had for Joe's Diner, and it wasn't even in the making. And now he's been in business for over 5 years now, and he has a lot of connections and a lot of amazing things, and he has just these ideas. So that's why I wanted to choose the place, because I work with people especially that work with and help me. These people that have started with me from the beginning before, you know, my business started becoming a success. I mean, I truly appreciate all of those that helped. And I did want to give just a couple of special thank yous also to some amazing people.
Okay. I'm going to interrupt you right there. Before you go any further, I'm looking at your website, and you have on an apron, and it says, when I'm tired of cooking, I go shoe shopping. Now, you're a cook? You're a chef? I work with somebody that is a chef, and if you want to give out their information, you can.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm looking for investors, actually, as we speak. I want to do a cooking show. I'm not going to tell you my title until you become an investor, but it will have my name. And what I wanted to do is I see myself, and, you know, people will quote kind of like a diva, but you can wear so many shoes, and one of my shoes is cooking. Like, I love it. I have a passion for it. I mean, and on my website, if you read it, it says I want to inspire people to love cooking. Growing up around the country areas where most of my family is from, I learned some skills in the kitchen that I would love to share with you. Cooking can be fun, and always remember to cook with love. My show will have meals to be cooked for all types of occasions, whether having an intimate dinner with your spouse, a girls' night in, or even prepping for a throwdown football gathering. And I got Go Broncos. I'm a Broncos fan, Peyton Manning. I was a Colts fan, but as soon as he switched, I switched. Like, okay, no more Colts, Go Broncos. And also, don't forget family dinners. You know, you can't leave the family out. So be sure to tune in and get a taste for those taste buds, tasting some amazing things. And I know I'll have some ideas that I can throw off of and learn a few more tricks from Chef Josh Crawford of Harmony Foods, Inc.
Okay.
So, yes. So we want to cook in the kitchen and make it fun. People feel like it's tiring, but you'll be surprised at how cooking helps relieve stress. So you're tired, had a long day. If you can go in the kitchen and go in your own little zone, you'll be amazed. You can maybe put on a little light music or whatever you like and get in your zone, and you'll be surprised at how quick you can cook some awesome, amazing meals.
And Farrah, you have a string of callers. I'm counting 12 so far. No, I'm counting 14, but you got 14 people who are listening to you. So I really hope your event is a success. You were talking about Joe's Diner, the gentleman who owns Joe's Diner. Well, had been in business by this one. Show Talk with Angela Butler as of January the 2nd of 2015 has made it this year. So
okay.
I'm grateful for
a couple of special thank yous before I ran out of any time. Is it okay if I take a second to do that real quick?
Yes, that is fine. That is fine.
Okay. I wanted to give a special thank you to Carl Davis of Wrightville International and David Technical Staffing and Consulting. He was my guest speaker for the first networking in Paris, and he will be a special guest there to greet people at networking too. His address is 1 Copley Parkway, Suite 212, Morrisville, North Carolina. So definitely check him out, and you can call me to get any of his contact information. He is so phenomenal. He saw something in me a few years back, gave me an opportunity, and I will always be indebted. I also have Kaboom Promotions, Jaywan Sabir. He's been like a backbone piece to me for over 12 years now. He actually saw something in me at a store, and he said, "I'm sticking with you." And he has. He's been phenomenal, and he's actually promoting a writer right now. Her book is called I Comfortable Victim by Victoria Browser. That's Browsard, Esquire. So check that out. We have Samantha Huntley. She's a part of the diva in me. She keeps my hair looking amazing. And, oh, my
yes.
God, if I want a great, fantastic look, she gets it and nails it every time. She's co-owner of Zine Hair Salon. It's Z-I-E-N Salon, and that's 323 West Main Street in Durham, North Carolina, 27701. And the contact number for an appointment, ladies, if you want to look phenomenal, call 919-667-1752. And she's such a sweetheart, such a sweetheart.
Okay.
And, of course, of Harmony Foods, and his contact number is 919-425-1277. And a special shout out, hello to Miss Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Alexis Sherrill. She actually hosts my event, Networking in Paris, and also a special guest, Mike from South Point Tax Services. He's on 3101 Guest Road, Suite 101 in Durham, North Carolina. His contact number is 919-321-2625. And to make it quick and short, it's just two more people. I just want to give a shout-out to my DJ, DJ Squirrel. He's an upcoming rising DJ, and he nailed my event to the head. He had the music perfect and everything. He did everything I asked. He showed up on time. He did a phenomenal job. And his contact number is 323-919-3972, and Raymundo. He does video and editing and film production for me, and he can be reached at his AYOMUNDO@gmail.com. And so I also have a special friend that I met from LinkedIn. Hello, Eric Bennett, Real Time Pain Release and Black Shopping Channel. His website is
Black Shopping Channel. I remember that.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead and get the information again.
shopatbsc@gmail.com. And I want to give a special thank you. Hey, Tina Bina. That's Tina Park. She came all the way down from Atlanta to North Carolina for my event, and she surprised me. She almost made me come in here. She called me the night before, and she just said, "I'm here. I'm here for your event." So, I mean, people are just amazing. I just want to say I love you all and thank you for your support, and I look forward to working with each and every one of you.
Yes. And, again, she's going to give her information because we have 40 seconds. And the name of her company is Barrow Profit Management. And she's in, I believe, Durham, North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But I will
so give you information. She will travel. Okay, give you information
my
again.
My number 919-358-5149, and my email is pcrawford.crawford7@gmail.com, and she'll have the link. And I cannot forget to give a special thank you to Miss Angela Butler. I love you, and thank you for
thank
having
God
me on
you
the
too.
Show. And you are wonderful, and thank you for believing in me and seeing something in me. And for all of you, she can help you also with promotions for your business, so please reach out to her.
Okay, thank you. It was off the air. Sorry, I'll call you either in the morning. I'll sure let you know when it's going to be air again, okay?
Okay, it sounds great. Thank you so much, Ms.
Okay.
Butler. And to all of you, I love you.
All right.
Satisfaction. Bye-bye.